T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:47 now, 13 before 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday morning, January 27th. Off to a cold start, and we're joined by our friend. Man, we love having him on. Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Agriculture and Forestry. How you doing, Mike?
Man, I am doing great. I tell you what, we're looking forward to a great spring. I know it's cold, but it could be a whole lot worse. So it's time to start thinking about what we're going to do this spring.
We just talked to somebody from New Hampshire. It's negative 2 degrees there right now.
That's why they live there and we live here. I spoke to my friend, the commissioner from North Dakota, and he said the high was going to be -5. I said, that's okay. We'll probably get up between the 50s and the 60s today.
Yeah, the 60s next week for sure. Let's talk about stretching your grocery dollar, Mike, because inflation is affecting a lot of people. And look, I noticed this on my grocery bill starting 2 years ago, so I don't think this is as recent as they're making it sound. But what are ways to stretch your grocery dollar for people that are struggling?
Well, you know, what you have to look for instance, when you're buying chicken, buy whole chickens, you know, and you can go through the aisles and look for those things that are on sale. You know, get back to more, quote, cooking from scratch. So generally the more processed products are, then the more, you know, per calorie or per gram of protein that they cost. So start looking at, you know, more, quote, home cooking from home. Also, and again, raise a garden. And you can, again, raise a lot in just a little space. And that can really help with your grocery bills, especially if you're talking about vegetables. And you can grow a tremendous amount of vegetables in just a little space. And it's getting time. Now's the time to, you know, and get the vegetable guide. I use the Louisiana Vegetable Planting Guide that is put out by the Ag Center. And, for instance, bell peppers from seeds, you can begin planting those now. Irish potatoes, radishes, tomatoes, if you're doing the seeds, you can plant those now. If you're using the plants that comes, you know, later in June and July. Snap beans, sweet corn will be in the middle of February. English peas, hot peppers. So what you don't want to do is wait too late and then you don't have a good harvest. And if you don't have a lot of property, you can put it in pots, you know, in the backyard or wherever you have. You'd be amazed how many tomatoes you can grow on just a few plants and how plentiful that is. But again, how to stretch that dollar. And I think we're going to see a lot of people across the United States gardening. And I'm telling everybody, whatever you're going to plant, think about it now, plan ahead, and get your seeds early. Because what I've seen before is that you can't find the seeds for what you want because, again, supply and demand. And I think there's going to be a lot more gardens this year.
Mike, I'm going to take a break here because somebody texted this in. I think it's a good question because it's something I've considered, believe it or not. And it's about owning chickens and what the law says and how expensive is it and is it practical to have a couple of hens, not roosters, and produce your own eggs. So you can walk us through that if you don't mind when we come back. Mike Strain is our guest, Louisiana Commissioner of the Agriculture and Forestry. It's amazing the things that falls under that department that Mike's in charge of. He's got a busy life. He's fun to talk to, and he teaches us something every time he's on. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now on WWL. 6:55, 5 till 7. Quickly back to Mike Strain, our friend, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. So, Mike, the text that came in, and you were talking about grocery prices and growing your own vegetables. But if somebody wants to produce their own eggs, I don't know if they want to eat the chickens they produce as well, which brings us to fertile and non-fertile eggs. I don't want to get too deep into this. But how hard is it for somebody to to keep a couple of chickens, and I guess you got to check with zoning ordinances and so forth in your neighborhood.
You generally, yes. Well, we keep chickens here on my farm, or actually my wife does, and I can tell you eating those chickens is out of the question. But, you know, we have about generally 7 to 10 hens, and she names them all. You know, she has the Golden Girls, the Cuckoos, the Henriettas, you know, and what happens
eating them out of the question for just because she says it's out of the question? Would you have had them or not?
Oh, I wouldn't kill my wife's chickens. No, these things are pets. She raises them from chicks.
I hear you. Okay.
But you can, right. You know, but they will supply eggs for three families. Now, you can raise meat chickens, you know.
But well, let's talk about really the egg part. You want to keep them for friends. How hard is that to do and so forth?
It's very easy, actually. You just have to have, you know, a good chicken pen. And the way we have here on the farm is every afternoon we let them out and they just roam. And right about dark, they're ready to come back. And, you know, we have mealworms. And you shake that can and they come running. They look like greyhounds running across the field, get back in that pen. They get that and a cracked corn, you know, and it's like, oh, my gosh, they come running and screaming. But they will produce a lot of eggs, and we get them as chicks. Because you can get them at your local feed and seed, or you know, from they have chicken shows. We can go and buy chickens, but we raise them from chicks. They're very, very gentle, and a lot of people have, you know, chickens quote in town, you know, and they you, as long as you don't have a rooster. In most of the cases, you don't violate any ordinances. Now, if you live in the subdivision, you better check with your restrictive covenants. But they're very gentle. They make great pets, and I can tell you they produce a tremendous amount of eggs and. You know, but also for your sense of well-being, you know, it's just nice to have chickens out on the farm or wherever you are. And you can really cut down on your food costs with that because they produce a tremendous amount of eggs. And there's a lot of egg dishes. So a lot of times, you know, we eat out of the garden. We eat the eggs that are here. Some people do raise, you know, and slaughter chickens. You can do that. And under the law, you can actually raise, slaughter, and sell up to 10,000 chickens per year without having a state-inspected slaughter facility. There's an exception.
10,000?
10,000, that is correct. So when you go to the farmers' markets and there's poultry there, that is, in most cases, that is locally grown by that farmer that is done under those exemptions. That's correct, 10,000.
Is there anything on a website somewhere, Mike, that where people, because I'm getting a lot of text on this, people are interested in raising chickens, again, hens don't crow, roosters do, right? And the eggs are non-fertile, so you're not going to get more chickens.
That's right.
But
well, the hens cackle now. Remember, you've heard that. The hens cackle. And that really isn't just pertaining to people. No, I'm teasing. But the hens cackle. And, you know, and they do. They'll start fussing. Now, they'll fuss in the middle of the night establishing their pecking order, but they're not like that rooster that can, quote, wake up the dead, right? But there's lots of information on about chickens on the internet, how to do that. And of course, if you have any questions, give us a call or talk to your ag center, right? Your extension agents about that. But I think more and more people will be raising chickens. And of course, you know, when you go and buy those chicks, though, when you tell the people at the feed and seed, wherever you buy them, that you want them for eggs, you know, because quote, the Easter chicks that you see, you may get a lot of roosters in there, right?
Uh-oh.
And yes, and so you can raise just hens. You don't need a rooster for eggs.
Mike, I think I'm gonna start chicken raising. I'm not kidding. This sounds like it'd be fun. Any health concerns here? Do you got to take these things to a vet, get shots, or anything like that?
No, generally not. Everything. If they get sick, of course you can, you know, consult your veterinarian. Just some good basic sanitation, clean water, clean feed. And again, you know, just, you know, wash the eggs, you know, and everything, and just good sanitation. But generally speaking, what we tell people, put a fan out there for them in the wintertime, put a heat lamp, have them a nice little chicken house. They do quite well. They do.
I'm getting in the chicken business. Thank you, Mike. A pleasure as always. Have a great weekend, all right?
You too. Take care.
Appreciate it. All right, Mike Strain, man, we learned some stuff. I'm going to give me some chickens. Freddie King joins us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.